This is hilarious that we all reversed. I'm cracking up over
Oh
it.
well, oh well. Good morning. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
We're good. All right. The microphone is working. Well, welcome everyone. Just looking at the attendance here to make sure we've got everybody here. Tim is here. Okay. All right, I'm gonna share my screen with the does everybody have the agenda in front of them? And so I won't Sarah, you've got yours. Okay, good. I won't share that. I've got it, but no, I don't have it. I think I will share it. Hang on just a second. And then we can get started.
Hey Walt, this is Tim Bywater, the lawyer. I just had, do we have a quorum here? That's the biggest question I have,
We
but
have one here, two, three,
Sarah Kale, yeah.
four. We have a quorum.
All right, let's rock and roll then. Sorry, just had to figure that out quick.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and begin sharing. Okay. All right, we'll call the meeting to order even though we're a couple of minutes late here. And I see Steve, you're here from the public. We'd like to give you 3 minutes to make comment if you would like.
Thank you, Walt. I have no comments today. I'm just here to listen. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Appreciate you joining us. Andrea, do we have any emails from anybody who had information they wanted to email in?
No emails, no other messages from the public.
Okay, very good. I think we'll move right along then. We'll make up some good time. The approval of the minutes, the last meeting that we had as official board that we had everybody here was in October 2019. And I've proposed that we hold off until we have our next board meeting in January to approve those minutes. And I don't know, Andrea, did we send those out at all? Don't think so.
No, I wasn't. No, I didn't. And I don't know if you did.
And then before the January meeting, we will send those out. At our last meeting, we discussed some minor things that wasn't terribly important, and we did not have a quorum. So this last meeting that we had, did you record those, Andrea? Last
No,
meeting that we had
because
last
no,
month?
because No, I did not, because we did not have the quorum, and also because we didn't discuss anything that was on the agenda.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Well, then, if everybody will bear with us, we will set a time in January to have our next board meeting, and we will approve the minutes from the October 2019 meeting. Okay, at this point, turn some time over to Utah Open Lands to present our the only application that we have before us today, and that is for the Vince Rogers property. Wendy, would you like to take that?
Sure. Thanks, Walt. And good morning to all of you. I think many of you are familiar with the overall broader Killian Canyon purchase that we did back in 2009. This is at the head of Killian Canyon. It's up Immigration Canyon, and it includes a substantial amount of the stream corridor for Killian Canyon. This is a tributary to Immigration Creek. And when we first did the analysis on that property, we actually did find trout, Bonneville cutthroat trout in that stream. This has become a popular area for people, specifically during inversion times, when it gets hot down in the valley, you'll find people making their way up there. There is no parking up adjacent to the Killian Canyon property. There's some parking that is actually on a piece of property that Utah Open Lands owns and some land that the county owns further down. There is also a restroom facility that is in need of update. There's a grant for that that is on a piece of fee title property that Utah Open Lands owns right there at the Pinecrest Junction. And those are underway, but there's nothing else really up in this area. One of the issues that has come up over time as people have utilized this area for hiking and walking their dogs, and I will not, I guess, incriminate folks, but I have seen dogs off leash in the area. And this stream quality has gone downhill, and there is a significant amount of erosion that is taking place. And quite frankly, in some areas, the existing trail, it would be very hard to reroute that trail and change the amount of erosion that is taking place, based in part because a lot of people, if they're walking their dogs off leash, the dogs run down to the stream. And so you can see a lot of that happening. And so for several years, Utah Open Lands has been looking at ways to really help restore some of the health of that riparian corridor in the area. And one of the ways to do it would really be to be rerouting the trail. Already there is a trail that goes through this Vince Rogers property. And I don't know if you have any of the maps that you can show, Walt.
I don't have them brought up. I apologize. We're in the conference room and I don't have access to that O drive.
Okay.
If you do, go ahead.
I don't know if I'll be able to bring them up quickly, but I will try. And so we've been talking with a couple of different landowners in the area. One of them is the Vince Rogers, Vince and Karen Rogers. And then the other one is Tom Johnson, who has about 115 to 120 acres of land that he is wanting to protect as well. And I'm trying to see if I can find a map here real quick. The Vince Rogers lot is about 0.65 acres. And for those of you who have been up to that Killian Canyon Trail, his property is just below where the new hammerhead has been put in. There's a little bit of a dugout area there. Vince actually had carved a trail or a road onto the property. It's now been really grown in that he used to trailer his horses up. And at the top, he had a corral where he would keep his horses. So Utah Open Lands has secured about $75,000 towards the purchase of the property. We are in the midst of getting an appraisal. We do have a real estate analysis for this property. We feel that it would support the $155,000 purchase price of this particular lot. But the agreement that we have at this point would be that that the $155,000 would obviously have to be verified by the appraisal before the transaction were to move forward. We feel like we've come a long way. When this property was first put on the market, it was for $300,000. We actually, I think alongside the county, made an offer when we were doing the Killian Canyon project for somewhere around $200,000. And now we've arrived at this $155,000 purchase price, which we feel we can cover that final $5,000. And what we're asking for from the county is to match the $75,000 that we've raised so that we could acquire this property. And maybe, Walt, if you want to start having some discussion, I will look at pulling up a map.
Okay, very good. Maybe at this point, because we're going to start moving into some real estate issues, I would like to go ahead and excuse the public from this meeting so that we can close that. If somebody would make a motion to close the meeting, I would appreciate that.
I move that we close the meeting.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, very good. At this point, Steve, we excuse you from the meeting and thank you for attending. And we'll go ahead and close this meeting. Okay, I've confirmed that no public is joining us at this point, so we can now begin talking.